earlier this week, tournament founder and golfing legend Jack Nicklaus announced a new program for kids opening in 5 cities, including Columbus. Nicklaus admits the game of golf has lost too many players recently.
Some 5 million or so regular golfers have left the game. We've lost 27% of women, 36% of the kids in the last 5 years. Why are we doing that? A part of it's economy. Part of it's expense of the game. Part of it is that life has changed. People don't want to spend 5 hours doing something anymore. They want to play, do something. Any game that you play, any sporting event, almost anything, nothing lasts other than golf, more than, unless you're playing a 5-set tennis match, more than 3 hours or less. So you really need to play the game in 3 hours or less. That's what we need to be. And we're not there. We need to have changes within the game of golf.
The program's called the Jack Nicklaus Learning Leagues, powered by SNAG, which stands for Starting New at Golf. SNAG co-founder Terry Anton.
This is a grassroots program that's going to be in our, not only in our national parks and recs, but all over the world. And it'll be going to where kids are in the parks. So transportation won't be an issue in trying to get all the kids to the golf course. It's also structured to be a developmental league where we're bringing kids from the age of 5 through 12 and starting them in the parks and recs, on soccer fields, open space, to where they can gain proper skills as well as the fun of learning how to play this game and wanting to continue. If we make it fun, they're going to want to continue for the rest of their lives.
Anton says SNAG will provide all the equipment and programming. Nicklaus says it's simply about reaching kids with the game that's been so special to him.
They say that kids will probably, by the time they get to 8 or 9 years old, and they're starting at 4 and 5 years old, they're 8 or 9 years old, they've picked their sports. And if the golf is not there, it's not going to be one of them. So we're trying to get where golf becomes one of those sports, whether it's just getting kids started, getting them learning the basics, getting a way that they can have fun. And this is a team sport. You're going out and you're going to you'll have the coaches will draft the kids just like they do with every other park sport. And it's a very simple thing. It's basically a plastic club with a tennis type ball and a Velcro type hole, which is not a hole, it just sticks to the Velcro. And it's actually kind of fun to play, but it's trying to get people to play from the same, get the thing, same relative game that you're playing. You know, if you're playing with kids and you take them out to the golf course and you're all teeing off and they go up and they're 6 or 7 years old, they play 6 or 7 shots before they get to your tee shot. But if you take the U.S. kid lengths and take their age groups and put them there, you know, you go out and you shoot, let's say you shoot 40 for 9 holes, their relative score is going to be right around 42 because they've got it set up for that game. And that's kind of fun for kids, and it's also fun for the adults because they don't have to wait for 80 shots. So the Learning League thing, in an atmosphere where the pressure is not put on a kid individually, where you go out in a team sport and they have 2 or 3 other, 4, 5, 6 other kids, whatever it is, are there, they're cheering and working with each other. It gives them, they don't feel that pressure of an individual sport on their shoulders until they decide ultimately that that's what they want to do. But they're introduced to it.
The pilot project began this week in Columbus at the city's Raymond Memorial Golf Course. The goal involves offering the program at each of the city's 30 recreation centers and all 6 of the city-owned golf courses.